But look back at verse 11 for just a moment, because that's the tie to the first seal. Look what it says in verse 11. God will send them strong delusion. Now, turn to Revelation 6, 2. Real quickly, you should know where it is. In fact, mine has a spot. I always put my thumb there. It's starting to turn brown. You know, we need to turn the page. But look at 6, 2, what it says. It says, and he gives him, verse 2, and was given to him a crown, and he went out conquering and to conquer. God introduces and allows this strong delusion to be coming on those who are not truth lovers. And that is the saddest part. Global delusion on the unrighteous ones. And that is exactly what Jesus said. In fact, in Matthew 24, Jesus said, many will come in my name saying I'm the Christ. Do you remember Jesus' longest sermon, Matthew 24 and 25? I mean, as long as answered any question, made a huge sermon. What he said is, there's false Christ and false prophets coming. And he says, they're coming. There's a timeless lesson here, because those who don't love the truth are lawless. They love unrighteousness. If you don't love the truth, truth is a guard against unrighteousness. Because you love the truth, you hate. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There's a connection between loving the truth, which is Jesus Christ, and hating sin, which is unrighteousness, unchrist-like behavior. Matthew 24:24 also says that this false Christ and false prophet will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if it were possible, even the elect. It's going to come to the point that if it was possible for a believer to become an unbeliever, it would happen. It's going to be that people that are saved and living during the tribulation hour, when Satan is absolutely unthrottled in emanating through the Antichrist, if it were possible to unsave someone, they would get unsaved. But you know what Jesus says in Matthew 24:24? If it was possible, even the elect, the way it's written in the Greek language, it is not possible, but if it were possible, it would happen, but it is not. It is not possible for us to be plucked out of his hand. Now unto him that is able, Jude 23 and 24 say, to keep us from falling. Jesus is able, and he keeps us, he holds us. But Satan's going to be very strong.